listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 31st of January 2021. How are you all doing with this lockdown? We've been locked down here in Ireland since the end of December, and we were hoping that they would free us up by the end of January, today actually. And then they came on the news and they decided to extend the lockdown for another 6 weeks, apparently. So we're going to be here, I think it's the 5th of March, that they're actually going to free up the lockdown. Hopefully it's sooner, fingers crossed. We'll see what happens anyway, but there's a lot going on. Funny, the 5th of March, and they're talking about Trump on the 4th of March and the 5th of March, and it's kind of all coinciding. I wonder why, but we'll get into that with the guest in a few minutes. Now, my guest on the show is Salani Terry Apodaca, and Salani has been on the show a few times, and great information from Salani. As always, we're going to be throwing around all the information, the conspiracies that are out there, and everything she's doing, and the spiritual side, and the whole genre of different areas that we normally touch base on. But for now, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email. Contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, as you know, communication channels, you can get me on email is contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, on patreon.com/COWLR, and obviously PayPal as well on the website. If you want to donate to Circle of White Light to keep the wheels in motion, and or pay, make a payment or make a donation to the PIF, which is Pay It Forward, which is money that we help local charities and we help local groups, community groups, and a few groups like that that need a couple of quid. And the PIF team help out, and we allocate, as I say, we have meetings once a week, and we decide where the allocation goes, and everything's transparent. You can go to the website and have a look at Pay It Forward on the menu system, and you'll see all the groups that we donated to since December 2019, and it's gone well. And I'll give you an update, obviously, in a few minutes about the donation for January. I'll just give you an update with that. Okay, so a couple of things in the news. There's an awful lot going on, folks. Unbelievable what's going on in the world. And if I was to put all the articles down that I come across, literally, I wouldn't have the unscripted script in my hand. I'd have a bloody novel in my hand. There's that much going on. But we'll get into some of the subject matter when we get Salani on the show. Okay, first article is in TheGuardian.com. COVID used as pretext to curtail civil rights around the world, finds report. The state of civil liberties around the world is bleak, according to a new study which found that 87% of the global population were living in nations deemed closed, repressed or obstructed. The figure is a 4% increase on last year's, as civil rights were found to have deteriorated in almost every country in the world during COVID-19. A number of governments have used the pandemic as an excuse to curtail rights such as free speech, peaceful assembly and freedom of association, according to Civicus Monitor, an alliance of civil society groups which assessed 196 countries. I think we can accept that all them rights have been taken away, or they tried to take them away. But using methods such as detention of protesters, excessive use of force, censorship, attacks on journalists, and harassment and intimidation of human rights defenders, many governments have used COVID-19 to introduce or implement additional restrictions on civic freedoms, the report said. The group categorised fundamental freedoms of association, peaceful assembly and expression as either closed, repressed, or obstructed, narrowed or open, based on a methodology which combines several data sources. More than a quarter live in the worst rated countries, closed, where state and non-state actors routinely imprison, injure and kill people for attempting to exercise their rights. China, Saudi Arabia and Turkmenistan are among the countries in this category. Now, exactly, it's the whole idea, I mean, our government, the way things are going at the moment, we have to ask the question, do they actually know what's going on? Or are they just taking orders from Europe and just doing what they're told? So either they know what's going on, but they don't have a choice in the matter, or they know what's going on and they are doing this because that's what they are, that's what they're like. And there was a discussion during the week in the PIF group where we said, when this all passes over, what happens? You know, the seven deadly sins, one of them is wrath, revenge. But it's not really about revenge, it's about accountability. And should all the politicians in Ireland, from the year 2000, but I was told maybe from the year 1990 onwards, should they be investigated thoroughly by an investigation team? And if they're found to be corrupt and treasonous, should they bring back the death penalty? That was one of the questions that we were thrown about. Should the death penalty come back for the politicians in Ireland who are found to be treasonous? So, and I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Should they go into an open prison where the taxpayers are paying for them and then they're going to be out in a few years' time? Is that right? With the devastation that what's happening in Ireland with all the suicides and the business closures and the job losses and the repossessions, you know, should they just be in a luxury open prison for a few years and then let out again? Or should the death penalty be brought in for treason? I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to the listeners to decide. You decide. What will your moral conscience decide on that topic? Okay, now during the week, also, there's a chap called Simon Dolan who actually did a post. I think it was Twitter, actually, by the look of it. I don't really use Twitter a lot. But he said, in the next few days, governments around the world will quietly turn down the PCR testing threshold from the current 45 in the UK to something like 30. This will, of course, reduce cases and therefore deaths from the virus. The reduction in cases will be attributed to the lockdowns and the vaccines. Governments get out of jail. Let's not let them get away with this. Now, there is a meme going around on the internet saying, look, the World Health Organization have reduced the PCR tests. But people have gone over to the World Health Organization website, tried to find it, and they can't find it. So if you have a direct link to the World Health Organization website that says they're reducing the PCR test, that's too high, all of a sudden Biden's in and the test goes down an hour later, apparently, when Biden was in and the PCR test, that statement came out. But if you do find it, I don't want a meme. I'm looking for the actual information from the World Health Organization directly. If you have it, send me a link. I want to look at it and I'll post it up and then we'll talk about it. Because if they're going telling the countries to bring down the PCR test and Ireland goes from 45 to 30, guess what? There'll be no cases. All of a sudden, because we know that over amplifying the test anyway, and that's why you're getting false positives. Then again, they might not, because they might decide to keep it going over here, because you know what Ireland is like, you know. Okay, so my week, just a couple of things for people to know. Some of you know that I used the AddressPal service from Unpost, which allows you to have a UK and an American address. I ordered something in the UK and got it sent to the UK address at the start of January, and I'm still waiting for that to come in. I've chased AddressPal to find out what the story is, but no news yet. So my advice is to hold off using your AddressPal addresses until they sort out all the Brexit issues. Maybe it's something to do with that. I don't know whether because of the transition, you know, from the 1st of January. But I ordered something small. It's only cheap. I just wanted to test to see if it would work. And I did that at the start of January and the item still hasn't come in. Now, since then, I've ordered stuff directly from the UK and it's come directly into me. So I don't know whether it's AddressPal having the problem, but I have emailed them the information and I said, what's going on? Can you follow this up? Can you chase it and find out where my delivery is? So I've no news yet. So if you are using AddressPal, just be aware that you might not get it if you order or use the actual addresses because of the Brexit and what's going on there. The other thing is, before we bring the guest in, I'm still waiting on the contact to ring me regarding the hats and gloves for the homeless. The January donation is going towards the hats and the gloves. We did ring a chap who apparently was recommended to us regarding the hats and gloves, and we're going to make the donation to buy the hats and gloves for the homeless. But he hasn't got back to us yet, and I've told Tom to go and, can you chase him up and find out what's going on so we can sort that out. So Tom's off on the case, and I'm sure he's going to get back to me and let me know what's going on there. Okay, let's get on with the guest. Selani and Terry Apodaca. Selani was born in California, where she was trained and initiated by several master spiritual teachers, including Reiki Master Hawano Takata, Holy Mother Amachi, and her mother Lula May in energy healing, soul transformation, and spiritual awakening. She's a Reiki Master with a holistic practice, is an addictions and trauma counsellor, a body worker, an alchemist and a shaman, a spiritual guide and visionary. Selani is the author of Emerging from the Matrix, Healing Human Trauma and Ending Global Enslavement, a book about healing and awakening to her divine spiritual potential. Selani details her healing from her childhood as an MKUltra trauma-based sex slave with the Masons to becoming a spiritual healer and teacher, truth speaker, visionary and divine mother. She deprogrammed and healed herself and in the process developed a program for healing trauma, mind control, soul loss, addictions and restoring the fractured spirit of humanity. Her dual initiation into light and dark served as the basis for her understanding of how to heal the matrix of duality in human consciousness. She offers this integrative healing program in her book Emerging from the Matrix, available at Amazon. She has continued her spiritual training, education and initiation for the rest of her life. In 2020, she launched Selani's Sacred Tours and Soul Transformation Journeys to Sacred Sites Around the World. She will be going soon to teach at St. Thomas Virgin Islands, Egypt, Turdet Pyramids and Goddess Temples, Austin, Texas and Nashville, Tennessee, to name but a few. Good evening, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming back on. You were on last year as well. And it's good coming back on and having a catch up and find out what's been going on in your life and what's been going on in the world and how you see things from your perspective, obviously living over in America. So since the last time I've had you on, I think it was early last year, obviously a lot's gone down with the lockdown and everything else. So
that's for sure.
Let's talk about that. I mean, how's it going for you? What's happened in your life regarding this lockdown?
Well, it's pretty dramatic, actually. I don't know if I spoke to you since I lost my house in the California fires. I was displaced due to the fires that occurred all over California, which were, by the way, set by the military, you know, or somebody set them.
Yeah.
And there's about 100,000 of us that have been displaced. But at the same time that happened, my business closed due to COVID. So as a healer, you know, they won't let us touch people or do massages or anything like that. And unless you do it outside on the sidewalk, that's what they said we could do. So the owner of my business just closed it completely and said she didn't want to bother with it anymore. So that's been really difficult because I'm still at this point still homeless, but I'm getting ready to leave. So we're in my 6 month almost of homelessness, and I've done everything I can to find a new place here, and I can't do it. So what we're seeing here in California is a lot of suppression, a lot of control, because we have one of these really dark governors, and you know he's a deep stater, and his goal is to turn California over to the Chinese communists. So we've actually had some offshore incidents with the Chinese. They Our governor is storing weapons. He bought $1 billion worth of weapons from the Chinese, and they're preparing for some kind of a battle. And I'm, you know, I just don't want to be here anymore, Alan. It's when I see what's going on and how hard it is for people to survive, not to mention that it's the most expensive state in the union, and apartments started about $2,500 to $3,000. I just decided to, it's time for me to leave. So that's happening very soon. I'm going to be moving to another state.
Okay, and that's with your daughter as well, is it?
Nope, they're going to stay here for now, but who knows, you know, what the future holds, whether or not they'll want to stay here, because this is a mandatory vaccination state. And if it gets to that point, which I really am hoping it doesn't, nobody's going to want to live here anymore.
No, well, a lot of people are leaving it already, aren't they?
Oh. Yes, California is emptying out. And that's what they want. It's Agenda 21. They want to take over the land. It's wealthy land and rich farmland and ocean. It's beautiful here. So they just want it for themselves. The big tech people want to own everything, you know?
Yeah. And of course, the issue is allegedly they used energy weapons for the fire in California.
Yes, they did. And I can vouch for that. The night that I evacuated, which I think was August 18th, and we went to a shelter, I talked to a lot of the men that were at the shelter. It was a very large shelter. And they said that they saw the blue light come down from the sky and then the explosion of the fire beginning on the ground and the trees. So there was a lot of people who were out at night and saw it. And they were like instantaneous fires. You know, it's not like a slow burn where you drop a match or something. They were like, boom, like an explosion almost. And that's not the way a fire begins. Mm. And from what I understand, they had been sprinkling sparkly nanoparticles on the ground for so long to make it flammable. And that was to get these fires going so they could burn everybody out. And the next phase of that is to get people to move to the cities so that they are vulnerable to lockdown and to be vaccinated mandatorily. So they're targeting California probably the most of any state in the union, except for maybe New York or Washington.
I do remember reading about the energy weapons, and they were showing footage, and the houses were burnt, but all the trees around them were fine. Now, how does that work if it's a fire?
Right. No, energy weapons are like a directed strike.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a military strike. Mm. And they've gotten very precise with it. And then I'm really disappointed to see that some of these people involved were our own military and, you know, who don't care about the people. But I can't say for sure exactly who did it, but we have some intel that it was some rogue military involved and that we're being paid by the deep state. So, you know, obviously we're all researching it. It's difficult to pin it down, but it's very clear that it is a directed energy weapon. So that means it has to be military.
Yeah, I heard, again, everybody needs to just entertain the thought with accepting it because it's very important. But what I heard was that California, the reason why they were doing this is because California was going to be the location they were going to use for Project Bluebeam. And obviously they need to have so many people out of the area so they can kind of get away with what they need to get away with. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen because I've also heard that their ability to do Project Bluebeam has been taken away. But you know, you don't know what to believe, what's out there, you know, because it changes all the time.
Well, I don't know why they need California for that, except for that they've got Elon Musk and all the big tech people here with their billions and billions of dollars. So maybe they want to build something here and then shoot it out into space. And Project Bluebeam, of course, would be the fake alien invasion. And I just don't know why it has to be here other than, you know, Elon Musk is kind of in the center of a lot of those things. And I don't really know what to think about him. And he put a lot of satellites up in the sky. And it could very well be what you're saying is true. I'm just sort of speculating.
Yeah. Well, it's because all the tech companies are over there. That's why, because they have all, if they, why do it in a location where they'd actually have to put more effort in to set up the equipment when the equipment could already be set up where the tech companies are and they could just use their tech that's there.
And that's right where I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Born and raised right in the middle of Silicon Valley.
Exactly.
So it's not a very happy place to live. I mean, it's, there's plenty of work. There's lots of money. I mean, it's not like there's violence in the street or anything like that, but there's a soullessness that's starting to happen. Mm. And I think that's how the Biden people were able to get in, is that there are people who have lost their connection to God. They're more connected to the infrastructure, the AI mainframe, you know? Mm.
It's it's a concern what they're trying to get away with. But obviously, you've been in the States. You've seen what was going on with the inauguration and everything else. We might as well get talking about that because, you know, I think this, the next couple of months, as in February and then March, are going to be quite important. And there's a lot of talk out on the internet, and we'll touch base on some of it. Some of it is a bit way out there. And I will say a family member did suggest that I should jump on to Telegram. Now, I don't use my phone on the internet at all for security reasons. And I have enough to do on the PC without working on my phone with it. So, and then he said, oh, no, you can download Telegram, have it on your PC. So I said, OK, I'll set it up, but I'll just connect to one or two channels just to see what they're saying. And it's quite interesting, but some of it, you know, like I've been doing this a long time. I've been awake for about 20 years and I've doing radio for 10 years and I've heard quite a lot of stuff that's out there. And some of this stuff is quite out there. But look, you know, it's all to play for because we don't know. I mean, I can't turn around and say, no, that's definitely not going to happen or that person was supposed to be dead. I don't know because I wasn't there. I didn't see them die. I didn't see them in the funeral box or in the actual coffin or anything like that. So I can't turn around and go, you know, they're definitely dead because that's what the media tell us. And maybe does, and I know people in the past, if they want to get out of the system or they've had enough of the system, they will fake their own death or they will come up with some solution where people will believe that they've passed on. And we were talking about this before we went live. And Joan Rivers was one of these people that apparently died on the operating theatre. But somebody took a video of her coming out of a restaurant with some guy. And she was kind of cowering behind the guy with a different hairstyle. And the guy was saying, well, that's Joan Rivers. That's Joan Rivers there. Now, you know, it did look like Joan Rivers. And some of these people, they get to the stage where they feel, I've done enough, I want to be out of the limelight, I just want to go back to normal. And that's understandable, it really is understandable. Especially if you're, like, people know you and spot you straight away and, you know, you just don't have a life. And you want to get out of it. So the best way to do it is pretend you're, you know, you've been taken out or you're dead or you car crash or whatever. So that does happen. But some of the people mentioned that we'll get into is a little bit out there, but we'll go through it and we'll talk about it. But Terry, what do you think? I mean, do you think that's plausible? Have you come across that situation where you've heard people have died only to find out that actually they're not, they're still alive?
I haven't personally seen any situation where we thought somebody died and they were alive, but I think it's very possible. For the very reasons that you've just stated, that when you're at the level of somebody like Princess Diana or Elvis or something, it's got to be just enough is enough. You know, There isn't even a breathing space for them anywhere without a million people standing around. So this is something that was kind of a new phenomenon that we're all starting to talk about a lot more. Mm. And I'm kind of on the fence with this because it's not something that we've seen much evidence of, you know.
Yeah, well, it's fringe, isn't it? So again, you entertain it. You know, we could talk about it. It doesn't mean we have to believe it, but there's no harm talking about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I had heard from Ed Snowden. You know, remember Ed Snowden, the one who revealed everything about the NSA, and then he fled to Russia. he said that Elvis was murdered by the CIA as part of their military buildup with NATO. Mm. NATO was building military bases across Europe, and they didn't want any interference, and the people were complaining. So supposedly they killed Elvis so that they could be distracted enough where they could complete the buildup, the military buildup. And I don't know if that's true. So how do we know it's true, Alan?
Well, this is it. This is what I heard regarding the Elvis thing. And because there's so much stuff out there that they will, you know, the alt media has been infiltrated and they're putting loads of stuff out there. And this is why I said earlier, I don't want a meme regarding the PCR test. I want the actual facts from the World Health Organization website or something that will confirm it for definite, because people are beginning to create memes, putting them out there, and they look like they're real, but they're not. And this is the way we will be attacked by the mainstream media, because they'll say, well, that's wrong, that never happened, somebody just did that. And you have people that infiltrate, obviously, the alt media, and they create these themselves just to try and to discredit us. Now, the whole Elvis thing, for a bit of fun, we'll entertain the possibility. I heard that Elvis was actually went into a witness protection program because the mafia wanted to take him out. And a lot of people who looked into this investigated his funeral, and there was a number of inconsistencies regarding his funeral and things that happened. Now, is that true? I don't know. I really don't know. I wasn't there. Okay? But I can definitely understand if you can't even cough in the wrong direction without people being around you and you can't go anywhere, it must drive you mad. You must just want to have a bit of normality that you could walk down the street and go into a shop and not be recognized. And I know Michael Jackson used to do that. He used to dress up as somebody else just to be able to go out and not be recognized. And I can understand that. So, you know, to fake your death or to become a different person or go into hiding and change your name, it's understandable as to why he would, you know, choose to die in the way he did, you know, is another thing. But there's a lot of stuff coming out now. And the reason why I'm saying this, by the way, folks, is because on the Telegram stuff, one of the posts that went up there's a number of posts that went up. First of all, and Selene, I don't know whether you've seen this, but they said JFK died the other day, and condolences were sent by Trump, Melania, and Pompeo. Now, as far as I'm concerned, JFK died in 1963 when he was killed in Dallas. But apparently they're saying that JFK died the other day. So what's that all about? And then JFK Jr. is now JFK, which is John. And QAnon went from QAnon to John F. Kennedy. And they all keep talking about the 4th and 5th of March. Watch out for the 4th or 5th of March, because that's when there's going to be a Trump inauguration. I mean, what do you make of that? Terry, what do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot going on. You know, it makes sense to me. One of the reasons that it could be possible that people are faking their deaths is that they know about the sex trafficking. They know that they might have seen something, and that makes them vulnerable to murder. And that, you know, these sex trafficking units all around the world, and it's not the right word, the network all around the world, are murderous. They're murderous Satanists, and they will kill anybody who reveals anything to them. And these are people that have lived at that high level: Elvis, Michael Jackson, Princess Diana, JFK. They would have known all about the sex trafficking. And perhaps they felt that the only way out, so that they didn't have to witness it, was to fake their death. And so that's a possibility that I'm only just now considering, that this could happen. But as for this whole thing that you're talking about JFK, this is really strange. I mean, he'd be over 100 years old.
He did look quite old. I can send you a picture of what he looked like. He did look quite old, to be honest with you. But It's, I mean, we have been told, obviously, by the media and everybody else that JFK was killed in Dallas and the footage is there and everything else. And then they're saying, well, no, that's JFK. And it does challenge the old belief system. And this is why I say to people about entertaining the thought, because our belief system is telling us that, no, no, he died in Dallas, you know. And people go, no, that's ridiculous. He died in Dallas. So we have to challenge that and entertain the possibility, well, did he die in Dallas? Was that something else?
Well, you know, what occurs to me is that really what's happening, Alan, is that we're in 4D. And I don't know if you or your listeners understand what 4D is, but 3D is the matrix, where you're living in the matrix. You don't question it. The reality created for you, you're willing to live in it like in the movie. So you take the blue pill, you live in the matrix, you eat whatever you want, you live however you want. But you take a red pill, you start to wake up, which is what all of us are doing. And 4D is where you don't know exactly what's real yet, because you're leaving the matrix, it's dying, which it is, and you're trying to sort out the truth from the lie. And so there's a lot of disinformation, and there's a lot of illusions that come from the subconscious mind that are out there right now. And once you get to the point where you can sort out the truth, then you can move into 5D. And 5D is where you can see what the truth is and where you are ascended and when you have your light body has formed. So I think that most people are in 4D right now. And that we're all trying to sort it out. There's so much disinformation, it's unbelievable. And I certainly don't know whether or not these people are alive. I haven't seen anybody. Everybody seems to think JFK Jr. is alive and that he's coming back. And I can't really comment on that because I don't have any close intel. You know, I don't know anybody who knows.
Yeah.
But it is going around. It's definitely going around.
This is it.
So what do you think?
Well, let's entertain the possibility that what they're saying is true, that basically the military are in control. Trump has stepped down, but and Biden is the president of USA Inc. And there is military still around Washington. And that, you know, Trump is going to, I had a thought the other day, Trump comes back as the president of the Republic, which has not been a republic since 1871 with Grant, Ulysses Grant. So if he comes back as the president of the republic, does that mean he can do 8 years because he wasn't the president of the republic? He was the president of a USA Inc. So that means that 4 years he did was null and void because that wasn't for the real republic. That was for a corporation.
Well, I can comment on that. I've seen the documentation that United States was dissolved as a corporation in May of 2020, last year. So I now see that Donald Trump was brought in by either the military and the angels. You know, I think there's a group of higher beings that are working with him and to end the old government. And this is also prophesied, by the way, in the ancient prophecies and in the Vedic charts. I've been studying the Vedic charts, Alan, and they say that government ends in right now, and that our government is never going to be the way it used to be, and that we're going to have an entirely new government system. I mean, when you look at the planetary lineup, the unusual planetary alignment with Jupiter, Saturn, Capricorn, was in place when we founded the United States in 1776, and also when they founded the Illuminati. And so all those came together at that time for like dark world power. And that alignment has risen again to end it. And then we moved into the Aquarian Age, which has now happened, when all seven planets went direct in Aquarius. And now next week, we're going to have all whole bunch of planets go into Capricorn, and we're going to experience the death of the governments of the world. And if you look at what's going on, the Russian government stepped down, the Dutch government stepped down. I think it was Belgium, maybe the government stepped down. The UK is bankrupt. The Chinese Communist Party is bankrupt. The vice president of Colombia stepped down. I mean, there's at least 25 or 30 officials of the heads of government who stepped down. So this is in alignment with the Vedic charts that we're going to see the governments of the world change. And I think that's where Donald Trump comes in, because, of course, the United States is the biggest superpower. And we have just ended the corporation, which was under the control. People need to understand the United States was under the control of the International Monetary Fund, which is controlled by the Rothschilds, which is one of the dark ruling families of this planet. And they've been removed. So what happened is that we did revert to the Republic, which supposedly has just happened in China. I heard this just this week, that China has reverted to their republic and that they have overthrown the Chinese Communist Party. I can't confirm this. These are, again, rumors coming to me from some intel. Charlie Ward confirmed it, and Charlie's in contact with some pretty high people, and I'm in contact with Charlie. So he has said that the Chinese Communist Party has been defeated by Trump and a coalition of forces. So these are shocking news that I can't verify. But I do believe that the United States is going to return to a republic, because I can see what's happening in Washington. I mean, the sham inauguration, Alan, was ridiculous. And it was filmed in a studio. You can see that. And, you know, he's not even able to carry on a conversation or anything. I mean, Mr. Biden is really no longer with us. And so there's some kind of a shadow group that's running in Washington, and it's strange. You know, we can see that there's no motorcade. There's no, he can't fly on Air Force One. Trump has Air Force One. Trump has the nuclear codes. Trump has the military. So it's clear that there are two governments and two presidents, and the Biden administration is an impotent, empty shell, just a puppet.
Yeah.
Because that corporation is defunct. So he can, if he wants to own Washington, D.C., hang around with the swamp creatures, you know, where they concentrate pedophilia right there in Washington. There's a whole strip of restaurants right in front of the White House area there in the near the Congress that's nothing but pedophilia dens. So it's like a den of iniquity there in Washington, D.C. So let them all live there if that's what they want. And the rest of America is going to rise because we're not going to tolerate it. 100 million people voted for Donald Trump. I mean, we have the evidence. I have all the evidence that's stored. And of course, Donald Trump, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, these people have all the evidence. And the military has all the evidence. And I'm following the generals. And they're telling us that they have everything they need. And they got Nancy Pelosi's laptop and they got all that stuff. And that this was a fraud, and that we even have the map. The original map was actually shown the night of the election in Germany, because that server that was the one that was hacked was in Frankfurt. So they actually put it on the German news, the correct tally of the votes. Donald Trump won 410 electoral votes, and they think that it was going to top out at 100 million. Americans voted for him, which is the biggest landslide in history. So this is a coup, and there's some kind of military operation in the background that could happen on March 4th, or could happen somewhere in March. And one of the reasons why I think it really could, Ellen, is that we've been notified that in Florida they're going to have a buildup of troops on March 4th. So General Flynn has announced it. His brother Charles Flynn has announced it, and I can't remember the name of the other general. It was the National Guard, I think, said that there's going to be about 100,000 troops in Florida starting March 4th. So that tells me that something's going to happen there, and that sounds like the Trump inauguration, you know.
That sounds
but
like.
Of course, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I heard one of the Telegram tweets, if you want to call it, said the White House in Florida. Because we already know that the District of Columbia, which is Washington, has nothing got to do with Washington itself.
Right.
The same with London and the Vatican. I'll have to throw in there, because obviously we're an Irish radio show, was that the whole idea of America going back to a republic would be a great idea, because Ireland also needs to go back to a republic, because we were made a republic, or we fought for our independence and got our independence on 1919, in January 1919, 21st of January. And then 3 years later, 1922, there was a bit of a switcheroony with King George V, and we went back to UK rule. And we have been Ireland Inc. since then. So we have a provisional government, and they do all the flags with the yellow edging.
Fringe.
Yeah, the fringe. Yeah. To say they were a corporation, and they have, in the courts, they have a harp, but no era underneath. Which means that it's a corporation. So Ireland as a country has to go back to being a republic like America.
And now, what year did that happen?
We became a republic in 1919, and then it was taken away from us, or, you know, switched around in 1922.
Yeah, so this was happening all over the world, where the Rothschilds came and they established the Federal Reserve in the United States for in 1913. And this was basically to housing a bank to house their sex trafficking and drug trafficking and their arms trafficking money, all their illicit operations, all that, if they could launder the money through the Federal Reserve in the United States. So it looks to me like they set up those kind of phony corporate fronts. It's called the corporate veil, so that, you know, it looks like you're a legitimate corporation, but in the background you could be running a house of prostitution. And basically, that's what they're doing. So most of the world leaders, you know, this is what we're finding out, were active pedophiles running pedophile operations and drug operations behind the corporate veils of these government corporate setups. So the fact that Donald Trump has dismantled that, that's why it's falling all over the world. Mm. And I think it will happen in your country as well, because the Pope is also gone. And the Pope, of course, being the head of the Vatican Bank and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he's a major figure in the dark rulers of this planet. And he's been arrested, or I don't know where he is, but they've already raided the Vatican Bank, from what I hear. Mm. And so I think you're going to see all these governments fall. And that's also a prophecy, and it's also in the Vedic charts, that all of the governments will be replaced. And I think we're going to see freedom. I think freedom's about to ring all over the world. That's my spiritual intuition. And I think we're going to have an event in February of some kind of freedom event that liberates humanity. And I think we're going to reach a peak of frustration with these people that are going to be taken down. You watch what happens over the course of the next 3 months.
Yeah.
February, March, and April.
The human frequency is just going nuts. You know, it got to the stage where a few weeks ago, it would go up to the hundreds, apparently. Well, up to the hundreds. It went as high. It's never been as high as it has been over the last few weeks, in the hundreds. And then recently, apparently, they said it went up to the thousands. So keep checking the human frequency, folks, because there's live data that you can kind of look at and go, okay, something's going on. So there's major energy shifts taking place. And I think with what's going on, you know, my son asked me about the lockdown, and he's open-minded, and we talk about what's going on. Now, we know what happened. The threat was regarding the inauguration, and I agree, people are saying there's inconsistencies with the one in America, because on the day that it happened, somebody who was living in Washington said the sky was overcast and cloudy. But on the picture that you see, the video of the inauguration, it was a blue sky, clear sky. So, and of course, there's other Photoshop inconsistencies and stuff like that went on. But my son asked me, and they said that to add to that, they said, if you don't let the inauguration go on, they have dirty bombs around places, and they'd set off the dirty bombs. So the good guys had no choice but to let them carry on what they were doing, because there were arrests going to be made. So my son said to me, well, what's the story about the lockdown? And I said, well, maybe the whole idea of the lockdown is for our own safety, because at the end of the day, if we are locked down and we're not going to places where we all congregate, like shopping centres and football stadiums and stuff, then the elite can't go off and then plant a dirty bomb and kill, you know, hundreds of people if we're all in our homes. So maybe there's a method to the madness. Now, maybe, I don't know. But I did see a video of a guy who was shooting a video. He was in Washington shooting a video, and he's seen all these buses. And he said it was something got to do with the arrests of congressmen in Washington, that all these buses were picking them up and taking them away. Now, again, I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. You have to filter through so much to try and find the truth.
That's exactly right, Alan. We're all like, we are the news now, Alan. We're the alternative truth, and we are really the news, because as you can see, the entire network of news all over the world has been taken over by the dark forces, and it's nothing but a lie. So this is the time when Satan and his demons are, or Lucifer and his demons are running loose, and they're everywhere, and they're lying to people. They actually set up this fake inauguration, and all these people were flown in from Hollywood to create this scenario, and it was really a movie, you know? And it's really disgusting to those of us who know the truth. Everybody's just completely disgusted by this. And so, you know, we're grasping at crumbs here, like, is it true that people were arrested? You know, in I was on Michael Jaco's show yesterday, and I asked him, is there a military operation underway? Because he's a military person. And he said, yes, there's a military operation underway. So, you know, we saw those video clips, and that guy has been hanging around. He's become an on-the-street reporter, and he's filming everything that he sees coming in and out. So it's definitely real footage. What they're doing, we're not sure. You can't see people with handcuffs. You can't see. There was one video I saw with a congressman who definitely looked like he was handcuffed. And I don't know for sure if he was handcuffed, because it was kind of a shot at the side. But it looked to me like they had him, his arms, they were holding his arms. And he's a fairly well-known congressman. So that was the closest I came to being able to, okay, maybe that is an arrest. And apparently, you know, we're not going to be told until some later date as to why all these events are happening. Like, why is there, from what I've heard, is that the reason why the military is surrounding Washington is because it's considered an occupied foreign land, because Biden took control of it, and it's a defunct corporation. So when he took his inauguration, he was not given a 21-gun salute, which all presidents are given. He was given a 3-gun salute with a 10-second delay. And that particular piece of information means that they only do that either at a funeral or at the arrival of a foreign dignitary. So I think that they're indicating that he is a foreign dignitary and has taken over that piece of America. And that's why the military is surrounding him, I believe.
I've heard the same with the cannon. They had 3 cannons, but they didn't shoot the 3rd cannon. They used the 2nd cannon twice. And there was a reason for that. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so I think that these things are adding up to look like there is something going on. And, you know, it's very difficult to keep people's hopes up with all these little tidbits, but we do have a window of time to wait. You know, tomorrow is February 1st, which Donald Trump has declared February 1st Freedom Day. Now, what does that mean? Well, we still haven't seen anything happen here in the way of people stepping forward in the news and saying, okay, we really did arrest these people, but why did he declare February 1st Freedom Day? Something's going to happen. I don't know exactly what. We got about a month, and then we go into March, and that's when we're going to have to see something. So I'm listening to a lot of patriots talking, and they're saying that if Trump and the military don't take action, that they will. And that means a revolution here in the United States. And I think it's very, very possible because the hatred is very, very deep for the Biden people.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are willing to live in this false reality that they all know that he's a pedophile. Everybody knows it except for the brainwashed. But the people who are running that fake show all know that he's a pedophile and all, that they're all trafficking children all over the world, and nobody seems to care. And that's Lucifer in action. And so those of us who care about the children and who were sent by God to heal the planet are not going to take it lying down. I can tell you right now, as a spiritual warrior, that I will be using my light to heal the situation. And I do that with my Jedi warriorship in my Divine Mother Ascension Mystery School.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of healing. And just going back to what we said about the inauguration and the people that we talked about, like Lady Di and Princess Di and Elvis and the Michael Jacksons and stuff like that. I mean, again, entertain the thought. So imagine if the inauguration happened with Trump and everything we said went ahead and he would be inaugurated as the president of the Republic, and then John came out with these other people that we thought were dead. How many people would actually just collapse in shock seeing it? I mean, just even thinking about the thought. I mean, as I say, I'm not saying it's going to happen by no means, but just the possibility of entertaining it. How would your friends and family feel who are in the Matrix? I mean, we can talk about it now, and the listeners are listening to the show, and you know they have their own thoughts on it, which is fine. But at least we're talking about it now. But the people who are listening to the Sky News or the BBC or the RTE and have no clue of any of this at all, and all of a sudden the inauguration happens and they walk out, can you imagine what would happen?
Well, I think it would be a day of great joy to see John JFK Jr., because he was so beloved here in America. It's like Diana in England. And you know, to think that they got him and they killed him and everything was just horrible. So, you know, I would be completely overjoyed. And I think even people who are asleep would be completely overjoyed. I don't think anybody would be upset about the fact that he's alive. Now, the one that's strange would be if John F. Kennedy had been alive all this time. And, you know, what I wonder is, did they have a double in the car and the double was shot, or... That doesn't make sense to me. I think he was killed. I really do. Yeah. That one doesn't make sense. But the other ones, I don't. Why do we need to have all these people appear at the inauguration? I don't understand really what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't. I like you. I want to see the evidence. I definitely want to see, especially with JFK. But yeah, all the others, I want to see the evidence. Yes, we can entertain it and we can have a chat about it. But you know what? Show me the evidence. And then once I see the evidence, then I'll make up my mind based on that.
Well, the thing that seems odd to me is, what does that have to do with Donald Trump? You know, what does the Elvis and Michael Jackson coming back have to do with Donald Trump? They don't really need to be there, you know. The only one is JFK Jr. If he comes back, he needs to run for the presidency because he'll win in a landslide. Everybody loves him. That one I could see would be, there'd be a reason for him to come back. But the rest of them, it seems kind of like a sideshow, a circus sideshow. We're trying to make truthers look bad. You know, we get people believing that. And I mean, if it were to happen, fantastic. You know, great. I'd love it if Princess Diana were alive. But I think that some of these things are inserted into the alternative truther movement to make us look really bad.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I totally agree. And until I have the evidence, as far as I'm concerned, JFK is dead, Michael Jackson is dead, Elvis is dead, Princess Di. Well, Princess Di was actually told by high-level intel that she's not dead. And there's a reason why and what happened, because they did want to take her out, but she decided to, you know, do her own, you know, fake death to get over.
Let's hope that's true. She's one of my great heroines. I just thought she was amazing and beautiful and sweet. And, you know, she was the heart of the UK. Everybody, all those royals are so cold-blooded. And wouldn't that be wonderful if she came back? Wouldn't that bring hope to the world if we had JFK Jr. and Diana back again? Well, I was just going to say, we all need that. I think the world needs some hope, you know, and that's really what I'm about. I was the person who brings the hope to people, and I've seen so much despondency among the population here that I have started. I'm doing a nightly broadcast for which I'm calling the Love Tribe, and we do a meditation and a prayer every night at about midnight to keep people going until Donald Trump is inaugurated. And if he's not inaugurated in April, I'm going to turn it into a daily meditation, because you know, we've been so played by these dark figures, these dark characters, that people are very depressed and very despondent. There's a lot of suicides. There's a lot of mental illness going on here. A lot of people out of work. And we need to get back to our spiritual roots and really concentrate on connecting to God so that we can find the truth within. Because we can't find the truth on the outside, Alan. Mm. It's like a mystery show or something, you know?
Yeah, it's something that we all have to work on, our shadow side. And also, you know, the whole, if things are told to us, and does it resonate with us, and do the research. And again, I say all the time, entertain the thought without accepting it. Something that we all have to do, because it's going to be interesting. I forget about the characters that I mentioned, but although, imagine if Princess Di came back and she was made the Queen of the UK, of England, and John came back, because one of the Telegram feeds came up and said that John would be the president in the 2024 elections and Ivanka would be the vice president. Now, again, you know, I mean, I don't know who put it up there. I mean, it's supposed to just be this QAnon thing. But we also heard that QAnon was actually Kushner, and Kushner was Black Sun. So don't believe QAnon or Q, because it's Kushner. That's the other thing that we came across.
Who is Jared Kushner? I mean, is he somebody evil? I don't really know very much about him.
Now, Kushner's been really, really involved in causing major problems, because he's Black Sun. He's one of the factions. So there's two factions. You have Rothschild Rockefellers, and then you have the Black Sun faction, and Kushner's Black Sun. And he's been causing major disruptions and causing a lot of problems for Trump. And Trump, either he's not aware of it, or for some reason he's closing his eyes to it. But he was causing a lot of problems when Trump was in, when he was in power.
Well, that's what I did hear. That, I don't know if you know that, you know, all these alternative social media sites have started, and the big one is Gab. I don't know if you've been to Gab yet, but I've started an account on Gab, and Gab spent like millions of dollars building their own servers so that they couldn't be taken down, because they knew this was coming. Mm. And so, like, Parler got taken down, Gab is up, and Gab said that the CEO of Gab said that they opened a site up for Donald Trump. They saved all of his tweets and his Facebook posts, and they created an account for him, and he never took it. And the reason why, they said, was Jared Kushner would not allow him to go live on Gab. And I thought, now, why does Jared Kushner have that much power? And I didn't know that Jared Kushner was one of these top Black Sun. Yeah. So that means he's not good.
Yeah.
So we don't want these people in power. We don't want Ivanka to be the vice president, because that's her husband.
And she now knows what he's like, and apparently she has been involved in a couple of things that she shouldn't be involved in, because she knows, even though she's married to him, like, she's found out what he's like, and she's been doing things that she shouldn't be doing. So she's as guilty as, not as he is, because he was very, very bad as an influence and being involved in things and stopping Trump doing things. So, and I don't know how this guy has had such control. But yeah, it was Kim who told us, and she mentioned it on her show, that through her, obviously, Kim has very high intel and she speaks to these people on a daily basis. And she said that Kushner was Q. So all the people that were following Q, well, you know, was it a psyop at the end of the day? Maybe it was. You know, if Kushner was involved, you could say,
well, that's
yeah.
That's what everybody's saying now. I have close people to me who are telling me it's a psyop. Well, you know, I was never following the drops, but I was following the belief in Donald Trump. So it's very discouraging to everybody, you know, to find this out. I mean, what is the path to higher consciousness? And that's how I know, that's why I know that we have to go within to our God consciousness, because there are all these players out here. Like, so, you know, are they having fun jerking everybody's consciousness around? Is that fun for them? I don't like that. You know, I don't like it that Jared Kushner's doing that. So who can we trust, Alan?
Well, this is it. Who can we trust? It's just funny. I'm watching a rerun of The X-Files. Myself and the family are, because we're in lockdown. So we said we'd do The X-Files again. And one of the things at the start of the show where it normally says the truth is out there. So one of them was trust no one. So just the fact that you turned around and said, who do you trust? Well, I don't know. You have to trust your own instinct and you'd have to look at what resonates with you and what feels right to you. But the problem is that there's so much disinformation out there. John Irwin, who's a super soldier, who was on the show a few years ago on OIM, he said to us, he said, the truth is buried in a barrel full of lies, and it's up to us to try and find it. And it's very hard to find it.
That's a very good way of putting it. Well, you know, Alan, this is why I am who I am, a spiritual teacher, is that I'm trying to uncover within each person who comes to me what their truth is. You know, they've been damaged or they've been in some way wounded, and or maybe they're having a spiritual awakening, maybe they're giving up an addiction. So I work to heal people so that they can go down to their true self. And that's what really needs to happen, is each one of us needs to return to our true self and listen into the God connection within, and there you will hear the truth. Because I know what's real for me is that I've been assisted by the Holy Spirit in my quest to heal myself and awaken. I've had incredible miracles in my life that have been very real. And those are the things that are real to me. You know, I don't know for sure if JFK Jr. is real or Elvis is real. I don't know about Diana coming. I can't really ever prove it until it happens. So all I can do is do my spiritual practices and continue to teach, because my life is an example of how the healing and the awakening works. My own life is completely transformed and my work is transforming people. So that's what's real to me. That's all I know right now, Alan, you know?
Yeah, well, again, they have so many great ways from a technological point of view to manipulate the information with Photoshop and 3D and backgrounds and studios and everything else. And they've been doing it for years. So, you know, what is trying to find out what the truth is very difficult. They now have, not only do they have the Photoshop software, which can take a sample of your voice and they can pretend you're saying something when you didn't say it, but they now can have a picture of you and they'll have an actor or somebody and the actor will be speaking and they'll have you animated as if you're saying it. And this is why you can't believe everything you see, because they've all these technological methods to do this.
Yeah, you're talking about deep fake.
Deep fake, yeah, exactly, deep fake. And they have all these methods to do this. So when you see something, you have to turn around and question it. But then when something does happen, you're still questioning it because you're thinking, is that a deep fake or is that real? Is that CGI? And who's it coming from and what source? And you know, so even the, you might, as I say, you might see the truth, you're still questioning the truth because you don't know, because they've all different kind of ways of doing it. Now, there's going to be a social, there's a lot of talk about Trump setting his own social media up, and one of the things they said on Telegram was going to be called Trumpgram. So would you have 100 million people signing up to Trumpgram if that happened? Would you sign up?
Trumpgram, is that what it's called?
Trumpgram, that was mentioned on Telegram, yeah.
I see. Well, so Donald Trump Jr. announced they're going to have their own network, some kind of server network called Freedom Spirit Network, I think it's going to be called. Yeah, the Patriots are going to follow Trump. Mm. There would be 100 million people easily, plus the people around the world, because there is a splitting timeline happening right now, Alan, and the wheat from the chaff are being separated. I mean, I have never been more shocked to talk to people that I know who absolutely think that Joe Biden is really the president. It's like, so you don't notice that he's in dementia or that he's possibly a clone. You don't notice that, like, there are thousands of pedophiles around him and that there's this huge island that he owns where the largest pedophile trafficking island in the world, which Joe Biden owns, Water Island. They don't seem to notice anything at all. And you can talk to them, you can show them, I can get a document out and show it to them, videos of Hunter Biden and others molesting children. That doesn't seem to matter to them. So I'm looking at that and saying, these people aren't going to make it. Well, they simply are not going to make it into the awakening, and there's going to be a split timeline. I think that you're going to see a moment in time where those who ascend will disappear, and that those who are going to go down into the enslavement timeline will be in another realm.
So do you?
We can't coexist.
Do you agree? Obviously, we did talk about this because we had it Skype during the week, and there's a general consensus by people out there like yourself on the spiritual path that will say that there's this. Is pimple going to burst, or this polarization of frequencies? And we're seeing it more and more, exactly what you said. There's people who are, there seems to be more of a them and us now. It's getting real obvious now that they're the people who are staying in Matrix. They believe all the propaganda, they watch all the media, blah, 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 blah. And then there's us who are away from that. We can see what's going on. We're outside the Matrix. And there's such this divide has taken place. And then once this polarization happens, or this bursting of the pimple, it will just be a frequency shift or a frequency change. And obviously, a lot of these people have been vaccinated. And And even our Professor Dolores Cahill, along with a few of the doctors, have said, wait. In a few years' time, people will be dying because of this vaccine, because it's mRNA. It's not a vaccine, actually. It's a genetic manipulation of your DNA in your body. Just watch what happens in the next few years. If they're not dying now, or they're not having symptoms now, they will be down the road.
Well, yeah, this is, I can elaborate on that. It's what they really want to do is to remove the God gene from the body. You know, they've been searching for what they called the God particle for a long time, and I didn't know really what they meant by that or what they were looking for. But now I realize what they were looking for is the chromosome in your DNA that carries empathy and connects you to God. And there's a couple people who have survived the vaccine and who have stated that they felt disconnected from God after they received the vaccine. And that is the goal. Is to loosen the soul in the body, in the human body, so that humans are controllable by aliens. And they want to create their own world here. They want to take over the human form and live through their own creation that's altered, that has nothing to do with God, and to make Earth their home. And so this vaccine actually kills the empathy gene, alters your DNA, and you become a genetically modified person who is actually vulnerable to being patented. So that's their next goal, is that Monsanto and the rest of those people are going to patent humans, that anybody who gets the vaccine becomes patented, and then they can insert things into you and you become an AI hybrid. It's a very scary scenario. And anybody who's willing to take the vaccine is completely, completely brainwashed and just hopeless. It's really hopeless for these people. And it's really tragic to watch that we have to live through this, Alan. I mean, my prayers are that the waking up of humanity before we lose this planet. And I do believe that we're going to save this planet and that we are going to wake up. And that's why I'm speaking out all over the world, as I was yesterday on Michael Jaco and a couple weeks ago on Charlie Ward, is that you people need to wake up now, because they're coming to harvest your soul, and they're going to harvest your DNA and your essence and your brain and everything. You won't even be human anymore. So this is, we have to talk about it openly, Alan. It's really important.
Definitely. But if this split happens, surely that's not going to be a concern for the people who are awake and aware, because, you know, it this divide. I mean, I know Laura Whitworth was on the show, and I'll have to get Laura back on, and she does a lot of sessions. And one of the things she said is that the 3D frequency is being held by the people who are in the, who are outside the matrix, like us. We're holding this high frequency at the moment, but when the polarization happens and there's this split, we will move away from that 3D frequency, and then the people who are on that frequency will be on their own, and that will just drop away, and then we'll be on the higher frequency. Now, people say, well, how does that work out? What's the story? Well, what I've heard and what I've read about is that if you're 50% or over service to others, then you're going to be fine. But if you're 50% or less service to self, then bye-bye, you're going to be on the 3D. Now, I know it sounds a bit kind of woo-woo out there, but we've already dealt with this on the show, where people experiencing glitches in the matrix and frequency changes and people not seeing you, bumping into you and all that. And I've had that where people completely ignore you. Or maybe it's just my personality, I don't know. I hope not. But it has happened. And so people are experiencing the glitches and they're seeing what's going on. So something is happening, and we know the divide is there because we can see it with family and friends, you know. And I think I posted up this on the actual on Facebook as a kind of just my thoughts on what's going on. And I was asking people, you know, their opinion and what they think and stuff like that. So I do think something's coming down. When it will happen, or if it does happen, because the energy is coming in, and I totally, I agree, transhumanism and everything else they want to do, and the spraying of chemtrails and everything else, it's all about kind of changing the planet. But then that's why I think there might be that split, because that's not for us. I do think there are good things coming down the line, there are good people doing good stuff. We need to educate people, but there is a cut-off point. I don't kind of wake people up anymore. You know, I might kind of toy around with the idea. I put up a few posts on Facebook just to kind of, because I know there's a few people on Facebook who are in the Matrix who I know, and I just put it up for a bit of fun, just to kind of rattle their cage for a bit of fun. But I'm not wasting my time purposely going out and waking people up, because we've done that. It's done. I think we've reached that time now that if they don't see it now, ignorance is a choice. If you don't see it now, you're never going to see it.
Spirit has let me know, and a lot of us know, that the timeline for waking people up is too late. And some people are going to wake up on their own. See, we have a 2-year window here, according to the Vedic charts and to the ascended masters. You know, I am a devotee of the Holy Mother Amici. She's a living master. And she announced this to us like 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, that there was something was coming, an event was coming, and that people wouldn't be able to travel, and it was going to be huge. And she said, though, that all of the dark ones would be removed from the planet during this 2-year window, and that when it's over, we will be free. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is what's happening, and that there is going to be an event that clears these people off the planet, whether it's Trump or whether it's then a rival of Diana or a rival of some angels or some ETs or something. I think there's going to be shocking events ahead because the charts are showing it. The Vedic charts show that this year is going to be nonstop unrest all year long. And that there's going to be a lot of violence and that there's going to be a freedom event in February. Something huge is going to happen in February. It's going to trigger a release that people are going to be so fed up that they're going to start taking these people down. And I mean, how much more can we all take, Alan, from these people?
I agree. It's getting to the stage now that you get fed up and that enough's enough. The gloves are off. Something has to be done. But here's my kind of another thought, because I have a lot of these thoughts and it's all kind of subjective rather than objective, because I've no evidence to back it up, but it's just my thoughts. I monitored this human frequency. I have a look at that and I find that quite interesting. So that's something tangible that we can monitor. And we know the energies, and we were told spiritually that the energies would be coming in like a tide. If it came in all at once, then our bodies wouldn't be able to take it. So we're not sleeping, we're having aches and pains, or maybe sleeping too much, or food diets are changing, and all these things are going on in our bodies because we're getting adjusted to these frequencies that are coming in, these energy upgrades that we're getting. We're getting ringing in the ear, the left ear and the right ear. It happened to me during the week again. So, and it gets to the stage where people who are of the lower level, underneath the 50% service to self, cannot handle these energies. So they're losing the plot big time. And I think one of the theories I was thinking about, and I heard somebody talk about it, was the plan was that COVID was supposed to be a pandemic, but because of the energies that were coming in, it nullified it, and they didn't get what they want because the energy stopped it from being a pandemic. So they're just my thoughts.
Well, that could be. But well, here's what's happening, Alan, is the awakening is on and people's molecular structure is being transformed from carbon to crystalline, and our DNA is being upgraded and our consciousness is being, the darkness is being lifted off of our consciousness. The veils that they put in place, the dark ones put in place on our consciousness, are being lifted. So some of us came to assist in that. I volunteered for this mission on Earth, and I can tell I'm here to remove shadow energies from people and to wake people up and to heal them. And yes, the energies are coming in to assist that, and it's transforming people. So what happens when you go through a healing crisis is you get sick. I mean, you know, I as being an MK Ultra, you know, as being raised in this sex slavery environment, naturally I received a lot of toxic energy. So when I began to awaken and heal, I got violently ill and I had viral meningitis and nearly died. And I wasn't dying of viral meningitis. The viral meningitis was connected to the trauma and the mind control that I experienced and all the things that they injected into me or whatever they did to me. And so when my body started to heal, it rejected those toxic energies, and I had to go through a healing crisis. I believe that's what's going on with this COVID crisis, is a lot of these people are had some very bad lifestyles. Maybe they're drinking, smoking, overeating. You know, I've seen a lot of pictures of people send me pictures of their relatives who are sick, and a lot of them look really unhealthy, you know, a lifetime of overeating or whatever. You're going to be susceptible to anything that comes along. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to die of COVID, but they can say that it is, just because they have instructed all of the doctors, and a lot of them are coming forward and saying they are instructing to write COVID for every death, regardless of what the people die of. Mm. So, you know, what you're seeing is that people think they may be dying of COVID, but they're actually, it's their time. They're waking up and they're having a healing crisis and they can't survive the intensity of the frequencies. That's what I'm leading to, you know. It's like when you suddenly bump the Schumann resonance up by 2,000 degrees, that's going to really affect your chakra system, your energy system. People get sick and die. And now, if any of you have researched the 1918 Spanish flu, the reason that the Spanish flu happened was that was the year that everybody got electricity. So the whole world was electrified that year. When you do jolt the electromagnetic field of the human body, people go through a healing crisis because all the cells in the bodies of humans were suddenly electrified. And so millions of people died. It wasn't a germ that killed them. It was the onset of a higher frequency that was injected into the Earth's atmosphere with the electricity grid being turned on. And so now this 5G grid that they're turning on, and the satellites up above that they're turning on. And then this virus was created in Wuhan, which most people don't know that Wuhan is an adrenochrome central factory of the world. That they're making synthetic adrenochrome and they're harvesting humans in Wuhan. And so this is like these two events are connected. Somehow the COVID is connected to the Wuhan adrenochrome and trafficking centers. Like they're trying to cover what they did. And maybe they're even that they created something with the adrenochrome and put it into the COVID. I don't know. I don't have the proof of that yet, but I think it's very suspicious that Wuhan is the first city in the world that's completely 5G. It's the world capital adrenochrome factory, a human trafficking center, and then out comes COVID out of there. This is like Lucifer's playground, you know? This is dark stuff going on over there in Wuhan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely. I have a couple of questions here. If people want to ask a question on the chat, just put the word question on the front or Q so I can see it straight away. Thanks. Right, okay. Question is from Bluebell. Guys, my boss will not let me back to work till I get the PCR test, which I have said no. Any advice, guys? Well, I'll pass that off to you, Terry, first, and then I'll make a comment on it.
The PCR test, a lot of people have stated, a lot of doctors and others have stated that they have a nanoparticle at the end of the PCR test, which is a tracking device, and that is connected to the goal of the vaccine is to get everybody chipped. And so if they can't get you to take the vaccine, if they can get you to take the PCR test, they're still going to try to put that nanoparticle in the back of your throat. And now they're going to do anal swabs with the PCR test, which is ridiculous. So my advice to you is no. And the second thing is that the person who invented the PCR test came forward and announced that it's not a test for COVID, that it's a DNA collection test. And collecting people's DNA so they can later clone people, which if you become a dissident, you know, and you're somebody that they don't like, they can just bump you off and create a clone and control that clone, which a lot of people in the public eye are clones. Hate to say it, but most of us think that Joe Biden is a clone. And the cloning factories are very advanced. They can create humans in 3 months' time, from what I hear. So the last thing you want to do is get a PCR test, because the guy who revealed that, who invented it, was murdered. As soon as he revealed that it was a DNA collection test, he was found dead. And he was young. So this is just part of their demonic plan. And I think we have to say no, Alan, to all these things.
Yeah, no, definitely. I would say to Bluebell, if they want you to have a PCR test, ask them for the documentation, because they should have done a risk analysis. All companies who have health and safety these days, and there should be a risk analysis done regarding the PCR test. So do they have any documentation based on any risk analysis they've done regarding the PCR test? Because you might be affected by the chemicals in the PCR test or in the cotton wool swab, or there might be something on it. So what's the safety issues regarding the swab and the PCR test? What's their risk assessment? Are they just telling you to get it because the government told them to do it? That's not good enough from a health and safety point of view. So where's their risk assessment regarding the PCR test? Because people have had the PCR test right up their nose and it got stuck and couldn't get back out. And obviously they had trouble getting back out. So, you know, all these things have to be considered. So what is their, so a bluebell, I'd say, what is their risk assessment? What have they done? What research have they done before you get the PCR test? Maybe ask them for that.
There hasn't been hardly any research done on the vaccine or the PCR test. And like I say, the PCR test is not a test for COVID. It's not a test at all. It's a DNA collection. And they're also planting the chip. So all that speculation is useless because it's just another cover for their agenda to implant you with a chip.
Okay, and just something there. I'm just watching the time, so I'm going to try and get these questions in, obviously, as best we can. Bluebell, on the chat there, David was talking about the notice of liability. He's given you his email. So if you email David and ask him for a copy of the notice of liability, then have a look at that. Maybe that's what you need. Pass it back over to your employer and say, if there's any issues or risks, are you going to take liability for it? As well as a risk assessment, there'll be no harm. I know it's all bad, but it's just a way of fighting back the system, because people don't want to lose their jobs. So it's, if anything, maybe delay, if you can delay the process, because if the month of February things happen and things change, then by the end of this month, life might be different. You never know. So if you can argue the point and push it off, then all the better. Next question for you, Terry. John wants to know, what does your guest think about some plasma energy over the sky of Dublin, which I shared on Facebook? Yes, I shared a video of what was supposedly plasma energy over Dublin. Also, there's another video the lady did where there was plasma ships coming out of the sky in Cape Town in South Africa. I don't know whether you've seen that, Terry.
No, I haven't seen it. Now, when you say plasma energy, what exactly are you referring to?
Well, this lady, just footage that was taken of just this orange energy in the sky just coming out of nowhere. I must send you the video. It's very hard to kind of describe unless you see it. I'll send you over the video link, and then you can have a look at it, and then you can see what you think.
Well, I can say to in general that what we're seeing are the veils lifting. You're going to see the astral realms around you. And the fact is that in the astral realms are other entities and other energies that are previously not visible to the human eye. We're also going to see aliens and various ships and things that have always been there. Because the universe is filled with other life forms and there are other dimensions and other galaxies where these life forms travel from. So you might be seeing a ship, or you might be seeing a dimensional void or dimensional portal. Because as you ascend, you're going to be able to see things that you've never been able to see before. You see, when you're in the 3D realm, it's a lockdown reality. It's the Matrix. It's a lockdown realm, and it's a prison planet. It's been controlled by off-world entities. But God rules the universe. So once you start ascending out of this limited matrix, you're going to see the enormity of God's world. And that's going to be mind-blowing for people. So the plasma energy most likely is very advanced technology or a portal. And I suspect that the aliens are about to give us, you know, Donald Trump was connected to Tesla. His uncle was close friends with Nikola Tesla. And they have all the energy blueprints. And supposedly Donald Trump is going to release free energy to the world. So that's another reason why they don't want him in there. And maybe it's plasma in nature, you know, because the universe has everything that we need. We don't need to pay for it. There are ways to extract energy from the universe and from the dark matter of the universe, which is the yin energy, that no one's ever tapped into here. Because that is kept from us. That information is kept from us. So I think this is the birth of new technology, the birth of new awareness, and the birth of the 5D, the new dimension that we're moving into.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, Joan wants to know a question about the COVID lockdown. I believe has pushed people into the realm of smoking, drinking, as the world power groups know. Lockdown will do this to many, and it will make people ill. So end result, depopulation. A lot of people have, because they've loads of time on their hands because they're in the lockdown. But people have to realize that. I think, you know, we all have to realize that we still need to get out of the house. We need to go for a walk. We need to get fresh air. I still do what I do. I go out doing my shopping and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not really, you know, bothered so much about the lockdown. And we need to do that. We need to carry on doing that as if it was normal. Okay, there might be restrictions and you might be able to go 5 kilometers past and you might get stopped by a cop and you might fine you €100 if you don't go back. You know, all that, we know them issues are there. But look, the Gardaí are fed up with all of this as much as we are, you know, at the end of the day. But they have to just obey orders, even if they don't like it. So what's your take on what people should be doing regarding the smoking, drinking, and the potential depopulation because of it, the health issues?
Well, I would say that this is a time where you need to really discipline yourself because, yeah, I mean, I have to admit I've gained some weight during lockdown because there were a lot of things we couldn't do. I mean, I closed my office, they closed my business, and they closed my house. I had to leave. So it's tempting to fall back into addictions. People can do that, but I guarantee you, your health is going to suffer and you're going to be more vulnerable to catching COVID or anything else, the flu or any other kind of serious illness. So what we need to do is, this is a moment in time where we need to become self-disciplined and self-sufficient. Like, what if they decide to take away our food and make that conditional on getting the vaccine? Like, you can only buy food if you have the vaccine. That, you know, if people don't push back against these rules, you're going to find yourself backed into a corner, forcefully vaccinated and overweight and, you know, drinking and smoking. You have to take the matter into your own hands. To your listener who's asking this question, you have to tell yourself that you're not going to let yourself go downhill. You're not going to drink and smoke and eat your way out of this planet. Is that we need to become warriors. We need to become brave. We need to become fit and disciplined. And that's what this year is going to be about for me, is getting fit again after a very difficult year for me, super difficult year. And I'm not going to kowtow to these people. I'm not going to back down. They're not going to vaccinate me. And we're going to step forward bravely into the light. And we're going to learn how to grow our own food, to eat right, to not wait for the government to tell us what to do, and to be sovereign. And you need to learn how to be free. You know, Alan, most of us have become very dependent on the government and being told what to do. And they go to school and they tell you, you know, all various things about how you have to behave and how you have to obey the government and this and that. But this is all breaking down right now. And we're all realizing that these people shouldn't be listened to. They shouldn't be obeyed. You know, their school system is faulty and it's filled with lies. The government is trafficking your children. I mean, don't do what you're told. Stand up. Be free. Be sovereign. And I'm teaching people how to self-heal. I'm teaching people how to be a Jedi warrior. Go to my website, salani.love, where I have an entire program for holistic health. And you'd have to come see me and we do an assessment. But you have control over your health. And you can make it so that you don't get sick and that you don't fall prey to what they have in store for you. So if you can get outside, get outside. Continue to exercise, even if you have to do it in your living room. Continue to eat properly and give up your addictions. whatever they may be. I know it's hard. Give up your addictions and take up something new, you know, like become like paint or grow a garden or, you know, adopt a pet or go for bike rides. There's a lot of different things we can do that aren't destructive to our health and body and mind and spirit. And by all means, don't watch the TV because it's filled with brainwashing programs. The television is filled with the Lily Wave. The Lily Wave is the mind control program all of us are submitted to. And so, you know, this is a moment in time, Alan, where everybody's going to walk away from the way they used to live.
Yeah,
and we're going to learn how to live differently, more healthfully, and more freely.
Totally.
I hope that answers it for your listener.
Yeah, no, I think so. That's great. And I will just add to that, that was one of the posts I put up this week, that I don't watch the news. I don't listen to the news on the radio. And none of my family do. We just get on with it and we don't have any stress and anxiety because we don't watch it. I was listening to a video of a doctor and he was saying the amount of 30 to 40 year olds coming in to A&E with anxiety and stress and all them issues because they're listening to the media and they're buying into the rubbish that they're being told. I don't listen to any of that stuff. I just, you know, do some, and even on the internet, I don't buy into what they're saying. I kind of avoid that as well to a certain extent. And we're just getting on doing what we're doing. And I can just imagine households where the parents are so mad on the whole scare of the vaccine and they're passing that fear into their kids and they're panicking when the kids go outside, you know, oh, be careful, put gloves on. All that fear must be going through the family and the kids. My God, can you imagine what's going to be? It's going to be like in a few years' time with all that going through the kids. Unreal. It's just, you know, you have to keep away from that. Stay away from the media. That's their game. Fear is what they are. You know,
and all these children wearing masks. I've seen horrible photos and videos of children being marched around the room with masks on. I saw one video with kids were forced to put their arms out straight so that they keep 6 feet apart and they have to wear a mask and then they have to walk in a circle around the room continuously until they've mastered the 6 foot rule. And it's so ridiculous. And it's a satanic ritual. You know, I was raised in the Masons. That's what they do. They put on masks. They stand in circles 6 by 6 by 6 feet apart, and they make you chant. And they chant over you these things like stay safe and social distance and all that. It's a mantra. It's a chant. And this is about slavery and submission. They're teaching you to be a slave, and the children are being taught to be slaves. And it's really important that you say, no, I'm not going to be your slave. And if one person stands up, it inspires other people to stand up. I was a slave in this lifetime. I was born into a sexual slavery situation, and I liberated myself. I'm not going to go back into slavery, you know?
Definitely.
Never.
And I would say to people, go and watch the movie Eyes Wide Shut if you want to. Yeah, if you want to get an idea of just, you know, it's a Hollywood take on it, but you get the gist of it. Right, we've one more question I'm going to get in there from Emma. And she said, Terry, how do you envision the separation of worlds happening? How will it be apprehensible so we know it's happening? So how do we know it's going to happen, the separation of worlds? What do you perceive it to be?
Well, this is a very hard question. A lot of people ask me this, and I'm giving it my best shot and my best guess. You know, the Christians talk about the rapture, and I'm thinking that perhaps the rapture is actually the splitting of the timelines, and that what's going to happen is that some people are going to ascend into their light body. And I've been working on creating my light body. It's a Merkaba my whole life through healing myself. And so what has happened is that my body is more full of light than it is full of carbon, even though, you know, whatever I weigh, I am in a body. But the more you bring light in, you actually create a situation where your body can travel in and out of other dimensions. It's hard to explain, but that's what's happening with the Schumann resonance and these frequencies coming in while we are building a light body. And so what's happening to other people who aren't doing it, the people that want to stay in 3D, like my certain people I know, they're just eating and drinking and living like they always did, and they're going to stay grounded and rooted in the 3D. And they're not making any effort to wake up, and they're not involved in any kind of spiritual awakening practices. So, you know, that's where the split happens. You can't live in harmony with these people. So I think it's going to be a timeline split. And I think that somehow we're not going to see them anymore. And I'm not sure exactly how that's going to look as one moment in time, or if it's a gradual process. But from what I understand, the first souls that have arrived to assist with this ascension are going to be leaving. And that means you just won't see them anymore and you don't know where they are. They're going to be lifted off in their Merkaba, the light body, which is like a ship made of light where you can leave this plane. What do you think they're doing in the jump rooms? You know, they've been time traveling for a long time. There's a lot of speculation that Donald Trump is time traveled, and of course we already know that Barack Obama and some of these other people time traveled. So how are they doing it? They're going into Merkabas and they're time traveling, and we can do this by creating our own Merkaba in our aura, and that's what we're learning how to do. And so when that happens, I think a lot of people are going to leave this dimension, probably for good. And then they're just not there anymore. And those that choose to stay in the 3D are going to continue to live that 3D reality, which is going to continue to be, it's going to actually increase. It's going to be a hell for those people. There's going to be enslavement and vaccinations and everything that we've heard about in the books, 1984 and all of that. And those people will no longer be visible to us. I mean, we're going to split away. And it sounds very dramatic, but there's going to be, I believe, two worlds, two realms.
Yeah, that would be their timeline, and that would be the split of frequencies, I think.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, when you're living at a very low vibration, I mean, all you have to do is hang around somebody who's a drug addict or an alcoholic or somebody, and you can feel how low their energy vibration is, and really negative things are happening with those people. And you don't want to hang around in that vibration. So we move to a higher frequency, and there you find people who are trying to wake up, and they're creating beautiful art and music, and they're meditating and stuff like that. That's a different frequency. And so those people who want to live over there, that's going to continue to rise in frequency until they disappear. I mean, think about angels and think about ghosts and people like that that you've seen. Some people have seen angels. Some people have seen ghosts. These are beings that are in other realms. They're living in other realms, and they're coming close to you in this realm to inspire you or to speak to you for some reason. But they're actually living at a very high frequency, and we don't see them very often. You know, I mean, I've seen angels, and then they don't stay very long, but they come to visit me from a very high place. So that's what's going to happen. We're going to rise and we're going to leave here. At least I am. I don't know about everybody. That's your choice.
Yeah.
But you have to do your homework. You have to do your spiritual homework.
Our perception of frequency, especially what we see, is very limited. And I always say to people, well, if you think about the likes of infrared, right, you know that when you point your remote control at your TV, the TV channel changes. But if you stand in front of that, it won't change because you're blocking the signal. But you cannot see the infrared frequency coming out of that remote control. But it's there. You know it's there and you know it's working because the channel is changing. And this is the thing. There could be loads of things in our skies and things around us on a different frequency. But because we can't perceive it, we can't see it, we don't see them because we are limited.
Well, let me just say, as a perfect example, is my daughter is a medium. She's a professional psychic. She sees all the entities that are around us all the time. And she'll tell me, you know, Mom, there's a man standing over there and he's doing this or that. And people will visit her and tell her to tell other people certain things. She can see the demons of the underworld and where they're standing. And I mean, as a little girl, it was really scary for her. And she would share things with me like, I'm scared. It looks like a monster over there in the corner. And I couldn't see it, but she could see everything in other dimensions. And so, you know, that's a very good example. Or how about, has anybody in your listeners ever seen an alien spaceship or a ghost? Where do you think they come from? Mm. They come from very far away in other dimensions.
Definitely.
So, you know, you're going to start seeing other dimensions. As you rise in awareness and your consciousness lifts into the awakening and into higher consciousness, you're going to start seeing the other beings in the astral realms. It's going to be shocking. So get ready.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We've reached that time, unfortunately, Terry, and I have to finish up there. But a big thank you for coming on. And that was brilliant information. And we covered a lot of subjects tonight, which is great. Exactly what we said we do.
Different
things, and we throw it out there because sometimes we're going to go, what are we going to talk about tonight? And it just, you know, it just flows because there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot going on. A big thank you for coming on again. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Can I just urge
people to get my book,
yeah,
Emerging from the Matrix, Healing Human Trauma and Ending Global Enslavement, and it explains a lot about leaving the matrix and how to ascend and how to heal yourself. And if you want to work with me individually, please come to my website, selenie.love, and book some time. I was just on another talk show yesterday, and boy, it just booked up all of February, so it's going to be March before you can probably see me. But I work with people to help raise their frequency and clear the shadow energies and help them leave the matrix, Alan. So, and to heal people of all kinds of things, disease and addictions and stuff like that. So if you're interested in some healing and some awakening, and then I also have a mystery school where I teach people how to work with these frequencies and these energies and to control your world and be sovereign. So please join me on there or on my YouTube channel or on somewhere, anywhere out in the universe, because I do live stream on my own website, Alan.
Yeah.
I have something called the Love Stream. I'm doing it on YouTube right now every night at midnight. But eventually I'll probably be taken off YouTube and I'll be going back on my website and the live broadcast. It's called the Love Stream.
Well,
I just want people to know they have those options.
Yeah, no, that's great. And what people are doing now is that instead of going to YouTube, they'll just put a pre-record saying, oh, my next show is going to be here and find me there. So the people can still go to YouTube, but you're not saying anything on YouTube, so they don't shut you down. But you're advertising your show on YouTube and say, my next show is going to be this time, and they're putting it up on YouTube. So if people still go to
that's
your channel...
Smart.
That's the best way to do it.
I also forgot to mention to you, I didn't give you a new bio. I have a new website. So I don't put up my old website.
Okay.
It's my new website is selenie.love. And also because of COVID, I couldn't go to the Virgin Islands or Egypt. That was planned for 2020.
Okay.
And so at the moment, there's no tours planned.
Okay.
So we're just starting from scratch at selenie.love. And I've got workshops, I've got my mystery school, I've got the Love Stream, I've got my individual sessions, and a lot of my broadcasts are there. So check it out. And yes, I'm still on YouTube and Facebook, amazingly, but they won't let me go live on Facebook, but I'm still live on YouTube. So
Brilliant.
Feel free to join me.
That's great. All right, Terry, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Stay with me there just for a minute. I'm just going to go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go. It's Selenie Terry Abadacha. And I've had Selenie Terry on before last year, and it's great catching up with her. And we just said that the information that we talked about tonight, she did a different interview last night, and the subject matter was completely different. Nice. Well, that's great. It mixes it up a bit. Rather than people going to her website or going to her interviews and hearing her repeat the same thing on a show, tonight we did subjects that she didn't talk about on other shows. So it all kind of pans out in the end. It's all good. And as I say, look, I don't really know about what they're talking about, these people that are apparently dead who weren't dead. I'm as kind of, you know, on the fence as everybody else. I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, that's the best way to do it. But look, there's no harm talking about it, right? We entertain the thought. I always say that, don't I? We entertain the thought. Okay, there's an article that I just want to read out about. There's a website called beforethenews.com. And we've actually had a couple of OIM podcasts on that website. Now, they're probably gone by now, but they were up there a while ago. And so it's good that they were posted up there. But the article talks about America scraps COVID vaccines, says it's more effective to get the virus and recover from it. And there's a video about it, apparently. Vaccine manufacturer Merck has abandoned the development of two coronavirus vaccines, saying that after extensive research, it was concluded that the shots offered less protection than just contracting the virus itself and developing antibodies. The company announced that the shots V590 and V591 were well tolerated by test patients. However, they generated an inferior immune system response in comparison with natural infection. The company stated that instead it will focus on research into therapeutic drugs labelled as MK7110 and MK4482, like MK Ultra by any chance. The drugs aim to protect patients from the damage of an overactive immune response to the virus. Interim results from a phase 3 study showed a greater than 50% reduction in the risk of death and respiratory failure in patients hospitalised with moderate to severe COVID-19, the company statement noted on the MK7110 drug. Merck is to receive around $356 million from the US government to fast-track production of the potential treatments under Operation Warp Speed. In related news, German scientists have claimed that the UK Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is less than 8% effective in over 65s, prompting the vaccine developers to hit back, rubbishing the claims. The German media published the claims, alleging it had been confirmed by multiple unnamed senior German government sources. UK government ministers have suggested that the claim could be related to the ongoing dispute over the delivery of the vaccine between the European Union and AstraZeneca. Now, RT Russia Today also mentioned that the Sputnik V5, I think, virus that the Russians are developing, they were having a go at AstraZeneca and Pfizer, I think, the vaccine, because it's all about PR and marketing and selling their product. Which is quite interesting that they're having a go. But there you go. But yeah, I mean, you know yourself, you have to make up your own mind whether you want to take that vaccine or not. We've talked about it in the show, so, you know, enough said about that. One of the questions that was said, and I didn't ask Terry about it because she probably wouldn't know anything about it, and Bluebell just put it up there. What do you think of the Gardaí dancing? Have you ever in your life seen the BS? Yeah, I've seen two videos of groups of Gardaí dancing, and apparently there's some competition on with other police forces, apparently, allegedly, where you have to do a dance or something. And, well, I don't know. Is that essential? That's my comment. Is it essential? I do feel in my waters that, you know, there's a lot of things being exposed and a lot of things coming out. And a lot of issues being highlighted with the vaccines. And now with the World Health Organization allegedly coming out and saying about the PCR test and also about the masks are not effective. All this collapse of the system is going to take place maybe in February, where maybe we're going to see more of it. And people are beginning to wake up and realize that it's not what it is. I mean, I remember March last year, going shopping, March last year. And if you remember, I said it on the show, it was like being in 5D. There was nobody around. It was like a ghost town. It was fantastic, right? You could go down the road. You wouldn't see any cars. Go shopping. Very few people there, if any. And then you could come out. Now, a year, well, 10 months later, and the whole lockdown of level 5, people are just going off and doing their thing. And yeah, okay, there's people wearing masks and all that. I mean, still people in car parks wearing masks what's that all about? But it's like nearly back to normal, apart from one or two regulations about don't go over 5 kilometers. So people are beginning, I think, to have enough. They have enough of it. There used to be people wearing plastic gloves and all that, and the whole sanitization. But people are really beginning to ignore it, to be honest with you. They're just getting on with it. So I just think that, you know, it served its purpose. Maybe there's a reason behind it. I don't know. Obviously, there is a reason because of, you know, we know what they like and what they want to do. But I said at the start of the show, what happens with justice regarding our politicians? I mean, what do we do? Do we jail them? Do they get done for treason? Do people want to bring back the death sentence because of it? This is one of the comments that were raised in the PIF meeting during the week. So what would you do? What would you vote on for accountability? It's not revenge. It's accountability for the harm and damage that they've done to the country and to the people. So what would you do? Answers on the postcard, I suppose. Maybe. See what happens. Email me. If you want to email me, I'd be interested to see what you think you would do in that case. What would be your justice for that? Okay, the guest on the show next week, well, the plan is, I know this lady is very busy, but the plan is, the guest on the show is a Dr. Christine Northrup. And Dr. Christine has been doing the rounds and doing a lot of interviews. And it's good having a doctor on the show to talk to and confirm about COVID and their concerns about isolation and people's mental health and physical health and everything else. So we're going to be talking all about that next week. We'll see where it goes. But that's it for now. Thanks to everybody who has logged in the chat and tuned in, and thanks to all your interaction on the chat. That's fantastic. By the way, just to let you know, I've ordered some Circle of White Light t-shirts. So if you want to support Circle of White Light and you want to have a t-shirt, a unique t-shirt that you can walk around in the supermarket with and go Circle of White Light, they will be available. I think the price will be between 10 and 12 euros, something like that. I need to sort out and I'll make them available. I'll let you know on the show when they are available. I'm getting kind of a limited amount, although I'm getting all the sizes. I'm getting a limited amount because, you know, I don't want to go too mad. But if there's an amazing amount of people that want to order them and buy them, that'd be fantastic. A bit of promo for Circle of White Light. So I'll keep you posted and let you know when they come in and when they're done and when they're available and how you can purchase them. And that'll be a little support for Circle of White Light. That'd be fantastic. Okay, for myself, Alan James, I don't know who's up next. Could be Barry, maybe on People's Internet Radio. But for myself, take it easy. Have a good week. Thanks to everybody on PIR as well on the chat for tuning in and commenting. Take care and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on circleofwhitelight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.